Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jerry in for Boomer this morning. He's out in Indianapolis. He's talking to Frank Reich. Knowing Boomer, he's probably awake right now and streaming this on radio.com and will be texting us all sorts of things. So yesterday he was texting me a bunch of things.
After the show?
Yeah, after the show, yeah. A bunch of stuff, man. He is locked in. That's my co-host,
You do
man.
Get some weird locked texts in. From him once in a while.
Yeah, yeah. I always think he's either in a car or somebody's got some time to kill, and he's scrolling through the phone and finds a funny...
Make no mistake. It's always with time to kill.
Oh, yeah, right. Then he thinks
That's
of us.
That's the only time he thinks of us.
Right, right.
Well, it's funny because it used to be if you would get a text from Boomer, you would think, oh, geez, what did I do? Now it's, I wonder if a... cat was saved by a fireman.
Yeah, right.
Hit the link, which is fine.
Right.
It's all good, but
like, watch this hilarious video.
Yes. And the groupings are always interesting. Sometimes it's, you know, Jerry, you, me, Al, Bobby. Then it's some other combination of that.
Right.
People removed or added.
Yeah, I don't know if there's any rhyme or reason to that.
There is none.
Yeah, he's just firing stuff away. You guys see this video of this groundhog playing the piano? No? Well, you should watch it.
And then how do you respond? Because I'm always sitting there like, do you give a thumbs up? Do you say, leave me alone? Do you say, cool?
I mean, if something is, a lot of times I don't, and then the next day I'll bring it up and talk to him about it, just to acknowledge the
you
fact that
to
I saw it.
But
if he addresses one of us directly, then you better.
Yeah, if it's a direct address, if it's just like a comment thing, I just ignore it.
Right, right. I think because then you're trying too hard and it seems forced. And
I think as soon as one person comments on it, then you're good.
Yes, exactly. I always wait for Al or Jerry or you.
That is true. That is true.
Unless I have a really good snark, and then I'll reply.
Like that person is now speaking for the rest of us.
Correct.
Like, we saw this. This is our group comment.
You took the bullet.
Right, and now we can all
move on.
Hi, Boom.
Right. Good morning. CeeLo's with us. He's left out all these texts, so he probably feels a little bit jealous that you're not in on these
things. I mean, if you guys are too busy to be bothered with that, I'd be happy to take it off your hands, you know?
Yeah, of course.
A little chit-chat back and forth with Boomer.
Yeah. Do you have, like, a group text with guys around here? I feel
there's nothing worse than the group text.
Yes. By the way, too.
The responses are coming in left and right.
I do agree with that at times, because the group chat we have at work here, which has been whittled down to a very select group of members over the last couple of years.
Oh, really?
It gets out of hand. I think we're at 5 now.
Okay.
It used to be, you know, like 7 or 8.
Let me guess.
And it does get out of hand.
Can I guess who's in this?
Sure.
Monzo.
No.
No, I'm going to guess.
Really?
No.
It's
Monzo was never in this particular
It's
chat.
You.
Right?
JJ.
Yes.
Lugauer.
Yes.
Carver.
Yes.
Wow, am I nailing this?
Yeah, but the last one doesn't work here anymore, so you might struggle with that one.
I don't know.
Hadassi.
No. Oh. God, no.
Well, I see him at the baseball fantasy draft with Evan,
yeah,
so.
Well, no.
Oh, then.
Troy.
No.
No, he wouldn't be in that group.
This could take a while.
John.
James Ward.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Yeah,
he works at SMY.
Right, right, right.
So we lost Marash along the way.
That's not a bad thing.
Because Because he doesn't have an iPhone. And so he messes the whole thing up.
Right. I don't either. Why does that mess the whole
thing
up?
Because when one guy doesn't have the iMessage in the group text, it screws everything up.
So
guys don't
right.
get certain texts, so we told them, listen, you either get an iPhone or you're out.
Right, the videos are terrible quality if you send that. Yeah, right. It's really bad.
But it comes up green, which you're never sure if those go through or
can't
not.
Can't be bothered with that.
That's right.
But it gets out of hand on, like, a college football, because, some of these, they're out of control.
Yeah, with
college football Saturday, NFL Sunday, obviously. I mean, you can get... trying to think of the record in one day, because I'll put it on, you know, do not disturb.
That's the only way to handle it, is do not
disturb. Especially if I'm working.
Right,
and
do not
sometimes
disturb.
In a 24-hour span, if I just let it go, I think the most they've done is about 1,100 texts.
1,100?
No way. No way.
1,100?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know,
in a 24-hour span?
Yeah, because you can get the ha-ha, yep, got it, and then you get some of these people that they just keep hitting send.
And JJ, no surprise, in his text messages, it's like he's doing a show.
Yeah,
you know,
of course.
It's very there's a pattern to it. He doesn't text in paragraphs. It's one thought at a time. Sometimes one
right.
sentence, one thought will be multiple texts. It's as if he's taking that little breath. You know.
Yep, like yeah. he tweets. He does tweet
yeah,
like
yeah,
that.
Exactly.
I did learn doing the show with him the one day. He's got one gear.
Oh yeah. 100%. And
no
then
matter
what's
what
sad
he's
is
doing.
He's a guy who would tell you, oh, I need coffee. I'm dragging today. I'm like, dude, I've never seen you dragging in my life. You
right.
are always shot out of a cannon 100%.
Right, right. I wonder how long that lasts. So is he 30 yet?
Oh, yeah.
He is.
He's 30?
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, is he going to be that way at 40?
I mean, listen,
either
I've known
that
the guy
or
10
dead.
Years. Yeah. He's using all up right. all the energy now. I've known him 10 years, and he, like Jerry said, he's got one speed. But
right.
it works for him.
Let's hear this update.
Yeah,
C-Lo, huh?
Brought to you by Tubi London. Visit the engagement experts at Americana Manhasset, East Hampton, and Westfield World Trade Center. So you had, I guess, depending on your official timekeeping, 97 or 98 minutes of Brody Van Wagenen, Jeff Wilpon, Mickey Callaway, commercial free. Only one place you could get that. Mike's on here on The Fan yesterday. Big in studio, sit down, BVW front and center.
What's your message?
Trust our process. Be patient and recognize that every decision that we make is not made in a vacuum. So trust our process and we'll get there.
But how about in the short term, especially after the big trade with the Mariners, Van Wagenen has said they are ready to win now.
We have to keep going. And we're not there yet.
You didn't answer the question.
I will. Your question is fine. We have to do more. We're going to win this year.
I mean, come on, Jerry.
Win this year. Define winning.
Well, we won, what, 77 games last year?
77, yes.
We've got to win a lot more games this year. But
how many is that?
And he never gave an exact number, but he did add this.
We're not trying to build models to get into a wild card game and take our chances. We're right. here to win divisions. We're here to win championships. And I think that if we put the right guys in the room, look, cocky, confident, whatever you want to call it, we're not stopping here. We're going to keep trying.
So he really is brilliant. I mean, honestly, because if he puts a number on it,
oh yeah,
that number gets plastered on the newspaper in June, July, August. Oh, you came up short. You failed. He's smart. It's about winning.
Of course. And even that last cut started with a Mickey Callaway laugh.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, so when did these laughs begin? Because I listened to the first 50 minutes, and I really didn't get it.
That was – oh, then you must – that was definitely within the first 50 minutes. That cut right there.
Really?
Yeah, I think so. Or maybe not.
Maybe I was
I
half
know.
Listening. But.
Dude, I can't – I mean, it's 98 minutes. I was dancing all around that file, pulling it from different spots. I don't know where it came from. But Mickey Callaway's – let's say he spent, I would say – I don't know. 80 to 85% of the 98 minutes listening and chuckling every now and then.
Mickey Callaway's a guy.
Well,
who,
yeah.
He's like, he gets a kick out of stuff. You know, like, it's like Mickey Callaway. Like, this is, I'm on the radio and there's Brody and he's fighting with the radio guy and I'm getting a kick out of this. You know, like, that's what his.
So seems like just a nice guy.
Oh, I know.
When
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Here yesterday, he was smiling right away.
Oh, yeah,
I watched
of course.
Him walk into the newsroom. He was talking to people, shaking hands. You know, he's.
And Al said he was rather jacked also.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, big barrel chest on that Mickey Callaway.
He looks good in a uniform.
Yeah, this
he
is
does.
What
he
Al
puts
notices.
That uniform on. Yeah, yeah. And very a manicured beard. I'm sure that the older Met fan females are really into Mickey Callaway. That's what I would say. That's like a.
Well, he's only, what, 42 or something?
Muscular right? physique.
I'm telling you right now that they are. Like what was that? That woman that called said Boomer was the hall pass for
yes. Barbara.
Barbara, yes. I bet you there's a lot of Mickey Callaway hall passes
well,
in Met fandom.
When you're going from Terry Collins to Mickey Callaway.
Right. And then just the demeanor, the positivity.
How does it make you feel that you're 6 years older than Mickey Callaway?
Yeah, this bothers me all the time.
He's only 43.
Yeah.
Wow.
Why does that bother you?
This guy's a manager of the Mets.
Okay, so I'm the same age as Sean McVay.
Here's why.
He's one of the best coaches in the NFL now.
I think Al probably looks at it, as a lot of people do, that probably don't feel capable of doing something like that, being in charge of a 25-man roster, assistant coaches.
He won't
that's
be for long.
People.
Well, I don't know that you are or you're not, but he feels like he's not.
You feel you could run the Mets?
I think with the proper training, yeah, I think anybody could do it.
Anyone.
Okay. No, you know what I'm saying. You know baseball. You played.
Yes.
So if you actually were a high school coach into college and you did that process at 42 years old, you could. I'm sure you could do that.
But only a certain amount of people have done that, have the credentials to do that.
Yeah, I know. You trailed off there. I didn't hear what you said. But yes, you're right. My point is be more of a, I don't know, Al's always like the defeatist. Like, I couldn't do that.
Which is why you can't do it.
Yeah, Brody would not like you, man. Brody would not like your attitude.
I guess I always just felt like managers were always like a Jim Riggleman type.
Yeah, older guys.
Older, stately, white hair.
Do I think I can manage the Yankees? Sure, but I'm not going to get a chance to manage the Yankees. Yeah, I would love to try, but they wouldn't let me.
Have a mic when he said that he'd be down in spring training. He goes, you know, I'll see you guys in Port St. Lucie because I, you know, I do have a place in Palm Beach. Okay. So you had to work that in there. And then the video of this that was posted, Brody just starts laughing in his face. He's just like, ah! Like, why did you have to squeeze that in? Like, what was the point of that? You really trying to impress us here? Like, what do you do? You know, I do have a place, you know, I got a place in Palm Beach. So. I do keep a Maserati down there in the garage. So if you see the Maserati, Paul Saylor, that's me. Cause I
yeah, you'll see the G5 flying over. That's me.
Yeah, it'll be me. So I'll see you. I'll be flying.
We got dueling
there.
Mics now?
On the private jet. That's because I do have a place in Palm Beach. Me and Brody Jeez. Just laughing at him. Like, oh, okay, that's great. Yeah, you want to compare stuff? Let's go back and forth, big guy. Let's go.
How much money do you think Van Wagenen has made in his agent career?
I saw a number.
More than he's making now.
I saw a number up there, like his, True. Like the, his why net do worth? I always forget this word? What is the compensation? What goes to the agent? I always forget this word. Then the percentage that goes to the agent.
Commission.
Yeah. There it is. So that he made like last year on his contracts, $25 million wow. in commission.
And that's 1 year.
Yeah, I think
so
it
this
is.
This guy's probably worth $500 million.
It's possible.
So he's like, I've made enough as an agent. I'm going to go be a GM now and but make significantly
more,
less.
But it's more to the point that this is a game for him.
Yeah.
And in a good lose. Way, I think, if you're a Met fan, because the idea is you – listen, he says he's not afraid of failing. That's fine. But the idea is to go out and now do this the right way.
Yes, for so, sure.
Interesting.
So now, let's see. I got it right here. So Brody Van Wagenen, the 44-year-old resident of Darien, Connecticut. Mm. So Van Wagenen's commission this season is based on $555.6 million in existing player contracts.
So at 5%, that's $25 million. Yeah,
not bad.
It's not too bad.
Per
right?
Year.
No, I get it. That's yeah. why I said he's probably worth between a quarter and $500 million. Wow.
But Mike's got to play some Palm Beach.
I do feel like I could be an agent.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you know what the going rate for these guys are? I would call the Mets and go, you want my guy? It's $400 million. And then I pocket 10% of
it. Yeah, it's definitely that simple.
Done.
And Al's getting 10%, not 5.
He's only 10 days older than me.
Who, Brody?
Yeah. Hmm. Wow.
So while you
He's
were
done
in,
a little bit better than me.
Done a lot better than a lot of us.
But I can find you a guy in jail right now that you could say, right, that you're doing a hell of a lot better than him. So
no,
it's all,
I know.
It's all relative, yes, I think. So.
For sure. Yeah. While you were in Wisconsin on Monday, Gio had his big epiphany that just came out of a break and said, Brody Van Wagenen is going to sign Bryce Harper.
Yeah.
So that was just, I don't know where he got that from.
From the baseball guys.
Out of the blue, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That, of course, came up yesterday, not just Harper, but Manny Machado, and where are the Mets on those two guys?
There's a couple of very expensive pieces there. Are those on the table?
And they're good players. I think relative of very expensive. I think there's a lot of expensive players.
Well,
out
how about
there,
the big two?
The two big boys do not have offers from us quite yet.
Quite yet. Does that mean that it's possible?
If we try to operate under the parameters that Jeff and I have, we'll have to be really creative to move some money around to make those guys work.
So that
doesn't mean they can't
like
be. That's
some
good.
Constraints there still, that's all right. Obviously. And not to pile on Jeff Wilpon, but you get Van Wagenen in there. He's upbeat, a lot of energy, you know. And then I just feel like Jeff's just a buzzkill, you know, because the way he comes across with his answers.
He owns the Mets and he's taken a beating for the last 15 years.
I understand, but he comes in, he agrees to come and sit down and be part of that interview. I'm just looking
he's
for
not gonna change,
looking
though.
For a little more energy from him, but you didn't quite get that. And a lot of the times that he was answering, it kind of came back to the financials. But
there are some monies coming back from insurance stuff that we talked about using.
And then they actually saved some money in the short term on the Cano deal. And how about that?
The great thing about it was close to neutral for us in terms of adding any dollars. So he still has a lot of leeway and a lot of runway to go do some other things, be it free agent or additional trades.
So I don't know where they go.
Right, I don't know if you guys have heard of Groupon. There's a lot of great deals on that. It's an awesome website. It rhymes with coupon, so that's where they got that idea. But anyway, there's just a lot of different ways to go.
Mickey Callaway did do a lot of chuckling and, as I mentioned, a lot of listening, but he did offer some thoughts on how the Mets can improve in 2019.
We need a more dynamic offense. I think that we're trying to address that in several ways, and we're going to continue to this offseason.
A lot of talk
about... At
least
he didn't laugh there.
Right, that he gave a serious answer for, yes. Talk about getting more right-handed in the lineup. As far as Noah Syndergaard goes, more the same. They're not looking to trade him unless someone blows them away. You also had the big trade yesterday. Cardinals and Diamondbacks, six-time All-Star Paul Goldschmidt on his way way to St. Louis for a package of three players and a draft pick. Out of Jets camp, full practice for Sam Darnold. He was the first QB under center working with the starters. So enough with the charade. It would seem he is ready to return from his foot injury this week, right, Todd Bowles?
You know, he's getting the rust off, but he had a full practice, and it was good to see him. Say too early in the week.
I mean, is someone breathing?
I think that was Bowles breathing, as the question was being a little deep breath in. You know,
yes,
for more whispering. So he's not ready yet.
He's playing Sunday. Come on.
I know that's the point. It's like, dude, you're not fooling anyone at this point. Just, I mean,
what's the point in even being evasive with these questions?
I don't know. It's ridiculous.
Your season's over. You're playing the Buffalo Bills. Who cares? Honestly.
I agree. And of course, Darnold was going to say all the right things. After all, he's just a 21-year-old rookie.
As of right now, yeah, I'm really excited about hopefully getting the chance to play on Sunday.
But obviously not guaranteed yet on the road against fellow rookie Josh Allen and the Bills.
It'll be really fun, you know, just to compete against him. And that Bills team over there has been rolling as of late. I know they lost against the Dolphins this last week, but, you know, they've been playing really well.
They're rolling, coming off a loss. I mean, good
Whoops.
God.
Yeah.
And Darnold really impressed with how Allen has been playing.
The dude's a freak athlete. He's so big and runs so fast and can throw the ball a mile.
Really, sounds like Al talking about Mickey Callaway.
Yeah, jeez. Right.
As for Jamal Adams, other than an interesting back and forth about his spot with CMB the other day, which we will get to later this morning, he also has payback on his mind this week.
Cut to the chase, man. It's personal. I mean, they came in and they whooped us, man. They don't like us. We don't like them. So it's gonna be a tough, battle.
There you go. Buckle up.
Every NFL fan wants this guy on their team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love this guy.
Some Bills fan I saw yesterday on Twitter say he's the only good player on the Jets. They need 12 more of them. Probably a lot more than that, actually.
Probably so.
As for the Giants, everyone in the world knows by now that Landon Collins isn't going to play again this season. Shoulder injury. Sounds like he'll have surgery, headed for injured reserve. Maybe he's played his last game as a Giant because he's a free agent this offseason. Pat Shurmur, though, couldn't confirm any of that.
Well, what's next is he won't be playing this week. So, you know, he's out this week, and we'll just have to see moving forward. So that's that.
So there was nothing definitive.
Pat Shurmur!
On his status the rest of the way.
You are all very good. I don't want to misspeak. And I'm, as we all know, I'm not a doctor.
They're so cautious with this stuff, man. It's what it is.
It's stupid.
It is. How about some thoughts on this week's opposing quarterback then, the one and only Mark Sanchez, who he, of course, coached in Philadelphia with the Eagles.
I was with Mark Sanchez for more than a year. So, you know, he's very capable of leading a team to victory. I watched it happen.
So now we're talking up Mark Sanchez, who, I mean, it's incredible. He sets Twitter on fire the other night. Now he's got Plaxico Burress, his former teammate, going after
Al
him yesterday.
Yeah, we covered that this morning. Do you have the quotes, Al?
I have it right here.
Go ahead,
from
Chris.
Burress, the tweet?
Right. Yeah.
Here it was. Can't wait to see this QB play for the Washington Redskins for the rest of the season. @Mark Sanchez, so he adds him. Let me grab my popcorn. #comedy for 3 hours. #checkdownking.
Yep. In a midtown New York club with Antonio Pierce, my bud. We're in the VIP section with no metal detection when I just shot myself.
Right. Guy shoots himself and we're going to go after Mark Sanchez.
Yeah, wouldn't exactly be the guy to be throwing stones, but he did. And did you catch Sanchez yesterday at the podium down in D.C.?
No, I read the story.
So it's a longer clip. I mean, it's like 50 seconds. We could save it for next hour if you'd like, or we can play it now.
Go ahead. All right. I was going to say play it now because we're spending a lot of time on Mark Sanchez now, so let's hear it. Let's go.
Okay.
There's also a certain fumble in the nationally televised game that...
I'm not following.
is that did that bother you that comes up still to this day? Do you laugh about it as you just did?
Like I said, what are you going to do? I mean, it was a crappy play in a game where we're getting our butts kicked. You know, some low hanging fruit. So that was an easy reach for you. I'm just kidding. Come on, you can give it to me. I can give it right back. Come on now, thick skin in here, huh? No, listen, it's. Who cares? It's one play, and you just move on. I prefer to remember the good stuff. You seem like a doomsdayer, so.
So there you go.
Did anybody ask him about the butt fumble recovery?
Did
they go there or no?
They may have, but that was the clip that was making the rounds yesterday. So say what you want about him on the field, but I always found him to be someone who was a pretty good sport about everything. Pretty good attitude in the classy guy. So yeah, I thought he handled that well yesterday.
I wonder if that guy was short too, that reporter, which is another reason why he's like low hanging fruit. So probably easy for you.
I wonder if the guy was like
5'3".
Just
really hammering him. All right, CeeLo, thanks,
and
man.
And quickly, the Nets had a massive collapse again last night.
We will get to that.
And St. John's was challenged by Mount St. Mary's.
Yeah, 8-0. Right, and Mount St. Mary's hadn't won a game yet.
0-7, and I think they traveled day of game two, I think.
And that would have been just an awful loss.
But they
loss.
Didn't. They won.
And the Nets are just a pathetic mess right now.
They can't close a game. I've never seen anything like this.
They were up 20 at one point last night.
Fourth quarter.
Wasn't it 23?
I don't think it was 23 in the fourth, but they were up 23. Yes. I think they started the fourth quarter up 20. Think about that. Ugh.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.